February the 1st. This week, the leaders of both main political parties gave their plans if they win the election later this year. John Key, the leader of the opposition, the National Party, talked about young people and crime. The Prime Minister, Helen Clark, talked about young people and education. John Key said the National Party had a plan to deal with young criminals. They plan to lower the age for young criminals who have to attend a youth court to 12 years old, because some 12 and 13 year olds are already involved in crime. The worst young criminals would have to attend a program called Fresh Start for 1 year. Part of that time, these criminals would have to stay in a military camp and attend a program run by the army to learn discipline. They would also learn reading, writing, and math skills. John Key said it would be a positive program to help these people change their lives. Parents of young criminals would have to attend programs to help them become better parents. John Key did not think it was a good idea to force young people to stay in school until they were 18. He said many 16 and 17 year olds learn more working at a job than they do at school. But he also said that if they are not in school or working, they would not get an unemployment benefit. Helen Clark, however, said the government planned to make it compulsory for all young people to be in some kind of education or training until they were 18. At the moment, it is compulsory to be at school until the age of 60. She said the government would make it easy for young people to start training for a job while they are still at school. They could learn the skills needed for jobs like motor mechanics, builders, electricians, plumbers, and house painters. Helen Clark said that New Zealand needs more skilled workers, and this is one way of training more young people. Some teachers, though, are worried that this will not solve the problem of 13 and 14 year olds who are truant because they hate school. They just stay home or get into trouble with their friends. It is strange that both leaders chose to talk about the problems with young people. The plans of both the National and Labour parties would cost a great deal of money.